The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
The rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. He's trying to go coast to coast. Dishes it off to Moore. Layup good. Kearney Catholic has the lead. 48-46.
Today is live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Wood will throw it up top here on the inbounds to Smith. They leave Malone, so he'll shoot the three, and he'll hit the three. Billy Smith with his second three, and Elwood is now up by seven.
Six programs will host the state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first in a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. State Championship Saturday 2014 is upon us. With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, the exclusive home of state championships on the radio in the state of Nebraska and PlatteRiverPreps.com, bring you the 2014 Nebraska State High School Boys Basketball Championships. And up first, just like the girls, the boys' state championship. And it is a sub-district final rematch, and the whole town of Wahoo is here. The defending state champion, Wahoo Warriors, who made it out of the first round on a semi-miracle play, will take on the Cavaliers of Bishop Newman, who are ranked number one but do have six losses in this basketball season, most of those to Class B schools. Couple in the conference, and they also were defeated by Archbishop Bergen, who will play for the C2 championship later on today. In the sub-district final, Bishop Newman really controlled the game. The final was 67-53, but it really wasn't that close. And so Wahoo, can they shake that off? They had a little fate come their way on opening day against Falls City. They won in overtime 64-58, and the reason the game got to overtime, Falls City scored with 2.7 seconds remaining. Wahoo called their final timeout, had to go the length of the court. They went with a three-quarter court heave that was deflected at the top of the key. It was deflected underneath their hoop. They grabbed it, a reverse layup, tied the basketball game, and they went on to win it in overtime and then beat Wayne yesterday. For Wahoo Newman, they were able to put up a ton of points on opening day against Boone Central Newman Grove and then had to survive an up-and-down game yesterday with Columbus SCOTUS to win it 67-65, also in overtime. We've had a ton of overtime games here at the state tournament, and not just single overtimes. This tournament has featured a double overtime game and even a triple overtime game in Norfolk's opening round victory. Six championship games today, starting with C1, the next one at approximately 11 o'clock, D1, as Overton's Eagles will be in the championship game against Randolph. And we will have that also on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. The Class B final will come your way at 1 o'clock as Omaha Scott, who upset undefeated Elkhorn South last night, will take on Beatrice. The second session will begin at 4:30 as Archbishop Bergen will take on Ainsworth. Then it is Bellevue West and Omaha West Side at a Class A final that absolutely no one picked, even though they thought it was wide open. That's at 6:30, and Bancroft, Rosalie, and High Plains will battle in the D2 final tonight at 8:30. So it's all coming your way today here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll also be bringing you later today the NAIA National Quarterfinals from Sioux City, Iowa. The Hastings women advancing on over defending national champion Indiana Wesleyan in overtime last night. And tonight they will take on the team that was the runner-up last year in Davenport, Michigan. And that action will get underway at 6 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS and the World Wide Web, HastingsLink.com. We'll be back with more from Lincoln right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
More on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. And the starting lineups coming your way after this timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, Nebraska for the starting lineups of our first state championship game today. Brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, the visiting team today will be Bishop Newman. They'll go with number 10, a 5'10 senior, Zach Ahrens. He averages 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 24, a 6-foot sophomore, Ben Simons. He averages 9 points and 4 boards. Number 30, 5'11-inch senior, is Connor Lose. Lose averages 8.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 34, 6'6 senior, is Nathan Medina. Medina, 7.5 points and 6 rebounds. And number 42, 6'3 senior, Austin Wojta, 12 points, 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Cavaliers is Mike Weiss, assisted by John Krakmeier, Doug Lonick, and Bryce Cook. Bishop Newman is 21-6 on the season. They defeated Ashland Greenwood and Wahoo in the sub-districts and rolled up Boys Town in the district final. So far here at the state tournament, Bishop Newman defeated Boone Central Newman Grove 90-72 and in overtime defeated Columbus SCOTUS by a score of 67-65. For the Wahoo Warriors, 25 years ago, when the miracle at the Devaney happened in their win over Pius, and they made it to the state final in 2012. They are your defending state champions. So their third straight trip to the championship game. And number three is a 6'2 senior, Ben Sheaf. He is the leading scorer, 16 points, 7 rebounds a game. His brother Jacob Sheaf is right there as well, 16 points, 5 rebounds. He's a 6'2 junior wearing number 15. Number 5, 5'11 senior, Josh Langmeyer, averages 8 points and 2.5 rebounds. Number 30, 6'2 freshman, Jacob Ruzicka, averages 6.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. And number 31, a 6'1 junior, is Gavin Iverson, about 10 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Wahoo is here on the wild card after losing to Bishop Newman in the sub-district final. They did beat Arlington in the opening game of the postseason. And here at the state tournament, Wahoo beat Falls City in overtime 64-58 and defeated Wayne yesterday by a score of 56-42. So C1 had a lot of the same teams that were here last year. Wayne, Boone Central, Newman Grove, Wahoo, Newman, they were all here. Newman was here 2 years ago, Wahoo was here last year. And so you've got some teams. County Catholic returned as a state to tournament team as well. And it took overtime for both of these teams to make it to the championship game here today. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll get Championship Saturday underway after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
As we said, this is the third consecutive trip to the final for Wahoo. They had a whale of a game in the semifinals 2 years ago when they beat Minden, beating Milford, Minden, and then losing by 3 to Boys Town in the final. Last year, they beat Lincoln Christian, Wayne, and Boone Central Newman Grove in the final by 3 points, 45-42. So 2 years ago, they lost by 3. Last year, they won by 3. Bishop Newman, they have been to the state championship game 7 times now in their 12 state tournament appearances, most recently the runner-up in 2005. So Wahoo will move from left to right, and Newman will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial, and we are ready to get the state tournament championships underway here on ESPN Radio. The ball is in the air. The opening tip will... There was a scorer's problem. The ball went in the air. Everybody's jacked up. The music's going. And then we had to wait for TV, I think. So now we are ready to go as we get restarted here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with the first boys' state championship game. That breaks the tension maybe a little bit here. The coach is laughing. The kid's laughing a little bit. Now we're ready to go as Medna will jump it up against Iverson. And the opening tip will be controlled here by Wahoo Newman. They'll face that 1-3-1 zone that Wahoo has become famous for. Shoot the three to start the game. It's off the front of the iron. No good by Simons. Offensive rebound, though. Back underneath to Woyda, and Woyda will lay it up and in. And Newman's got the first bucket of the ball game. They lead it 2-0. You've got the feeling that Wahoo has got to get off to a good start. The thumping they took by Newman the last time, and again, even though they're in the same city, they didn't play in the regular season, and that's probably a good idea. There is a pretty fierce rivalry between these two, and they figured, why stir the pot? You're going to see each other in the postseason. We're not going to play each other in the regular season. They're in different conferences. Centennial for Bishop Newman, the Nebraska Capital for Wahoo. Also a 1-3-1 for Newman. Wahoo doesn't pull the trigger quite as quickly here as they work the ball around the perimeter. Into the left-hand corner, Langmeier. Langmeier pulls it back up top. Skip pass over here on the right wing to Iverson. It's through his hands and out of bounds. And we get our first TV time of the day because we're right in front of where they'll take the ball out. So the first turnover of the game for Wahoo. Newman will inbound a basketball here, leading it 2-0. We're a minute into the contest. Into the front court with it will be Lohs. Lohs swings it over the right side to Ahrens. Ahrens, a left-hand dribble, throws over the top of the 1-3-1. This pace could mean a lower-scoring ball game like we have seen the last couple of years in the finals. Newman really spreading the floor here, making Wahoo run that top and bottom of the 1-3-1. Here's Ahrens, pulls up from 19. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Ball is tapped around. It's still loose. It's out of bounds off the Warriors. It'll belong to Newman. Good hustle there by Simons to put a little disarray in that rebound and keep it alive for the Cavaliers. Newman will inbound a ball underneath their own hoop. Off the inbound, they'll fire it into the corner. Ball fake Simons. He'll not pull the trigger. Up top for three, Aarons. It's off the front of the iron, no good. High in the air for the rebound will be Jacob Schieff. Schieff will pull the ball down and head it up the floor. Cross the timeline on the left side in front of the Newman bench. He'll pull up. No dribble there. Get it into the hands of Ben Schieff. Jacob and Ben, 1-2 in scoring here. Ball knocked away and a late foul called. They're going to say that Simons got a little bit of the arm as he knocked the ball away. Otherwise, it would have been a breakaway runout layup for Newman. That's our first foul of the game. And Wahoo will take it out at midcourt. You can already tell there's some good banter between the fans here. Obviously, everybody pretty much knows everybody else from the town of Wahoo. Good crowd on hand. The blue and white of the Warriors, the red and white of the Cavaliers. Schieff with it on the top of the key. Jake takes it backside and has it knocked away. Second turnover for Wahoo. Into the front court comes Newman trying to go coast to coast and then kicking it out on the wing. Los. Los gets it to Aarons. Aarons decides to drive and go right corner. Three-pointer again, and that one's good for Ben Simons. Missed one to start the game, hits that one here, and Newman is up 5-0. We've played 2.5 minutes, and Wahoo High is still looking for their first points of the basketball game. Ben Schieff dribbles into the double team, has it knocked away. The strip is made by Los. Los to the other end, scoops it up, and in. Timeout, Wahoo. And here in the C1 State Championship game, 5:23 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Newman 7, Wahoo nothing. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney on ESPN Radio.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school sports action here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda with you from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in the State High School Boys Basketball Championships. Brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination in Grand Island. Wahoo has the basketball into the front court, down by 7, still looking for their first point of this C1 State Championship. And for Newman, they change it up now, go man-to-man. So Wahoo called the timeout. Newman switched up to a man to try and keep him off balance after starting in the 1-3-1. Up top, Iverson. Iverson fires it underneath. The ball batted away by Wojta. Another turnover for Wahoo. Into the front court, trying to go coast-to-coast and drawing the blocking foul is Simons. Shot will not fall. And two free throws coming up. Coach Kevin Schieff thought his boys were set. The foul will be on Josh Langemeyer. That'll be his first. And at the line for a free throw attempt, our first of the game, it's up and in for Ben Simons. 8-0 Newman. Great start here for the Cavaliers. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore guard. Simons fires, and it is good. And our first substitutions for Newman, Jackson Simons will come in. And also coming in, Noah Vedral, a freshman, 6'1". They've got a little bit of height, no extremely big guys, but a lot of 6 foot to 6'3". And some youngsters. This Newman team could be good for a while. Wahoo coast to coast. They try to draw the foul. They do. Throwing it up and in is Schieff. And a blocking foul on Vedral, who just checked in. And Ben Schieff with the first points of the game for Wahoo. 4:43 to go here in quarter number one. It's 9-2 Newman. And Schieff to put the free throw up and try and complete the three-point play. He does not. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Wojta. A little pressure on him in the backcourt by Iverson. He'll get it off to Aaron. Zach into the front court. Rolls it underneath. Good position for the layup. Vedral. So Vedral gets his name called a bunch here in about 30 seconds. Checks in. Commits a foul. Then scores. 11-2 Newman. As Schieff throws it across the timeline to Iverson. Iverson right back over to Ben Schieff. Ben guarded up top as it looks like we're back into a little bit of a matchup zone here for Newman. Kicking into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer Langemeyer on the way. It spins out. No good. Rebound brought down by Wojta. Wojta wants to run the floor. Coast to coast. Takes it hard. Draws the foul. Rolls off the rim. No good. A chance for a two free throw situation for Woyda. And not afraid to run it out are the Cavaliers of Newman. The foul is called on Gavin Iverson. That is his first. And the free throw, first of two. Iverson up and in. Newman 12, Wahoo 2. 4:04 to go here in the first quarter of play. And Woyda, one of the four starting seniors, puts the free throw up, and that one rattles around, and it goes. 13-2, Newman by 11, and we're only midway through the first quarter of play. Wahoo trying to be patient against this extended 1-3-1 zone trap from three-quarter court. Still not across the timeline. They didn't get there. 10-second count. Wahoo is trying to be patient, just kind of throwing it back and forth the width of the floor. Take a look up the floor, take a look up the floor, and all of a sudden 10 seconds had run, and we've got our first TV timeout of the day. So with 3:53 to go in the first quarter of play in the C1 State Championship, it's Newman 13, Wahoo 2. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, contact Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Welcome back to high school basketball, state championship style, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. 3:53 to go in the first half, and it's Newman 13, Wahoo 2, and Newman has the ball, trying to get it inside, little contact, it's able to be saved there by Medina. Kick it out on the wing. Three-pointer on the way by Vedral. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Warriors. And Ruzicka. Ruzicka gets the rebound. And into the game for Wahoo is Zatoka. Brandon Zetoka is into the game for Wahoo. Trailing 13-2. Warriors skip pass tipped. And another Wahoo turnover. Picked up on the loose ball by Jackson Simons. They'll run the floor. Vedral fakes the jumper, kicks it out for a three. Lose hit it. And Newman is just burying Wahoo early on here. 16-2. Newman with shades of the sub-district final, and it's working again today here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Warriors in their third straight final off to a slow start. Schieff will drive the left baseline and put it off the window and score for Jacob Schieff. So Jake with his first bucket. Newman at the other end. Charge foul. They tried to run the floor. First one down there was Vedral. He lost his balance, and then when he turned, he ran right over the Wahoo defender. And had he caught the ball cleanly, it would have went the other way because the Warrior defender was not set there. That's the first foul on Vedral. So far in the basketball game, Wahoo is shooting 66%. They've only shot three of them. They've turned it over. They keep turning the basketball over, and that's the problem here early on for the Warriors. There's another one. Newman with another strip, taking it in. Woyda, it's blocked from behind, but a foul was called on Ruzicka. So Ruzicka, that is the seventh turnover on Wahoo. One so far on Bishop Newman. Seven first-quarter turnovers, and we still have 2:37 to go. Free throws coming up for Woyda, and the first one's off the front of the iron. No good. High school basketball brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Second free throw on the way, and that is good. 17-4. Newman, 2:35 to go here in the first quarter of our C1 state championship game. Ben Sheep brings it into the front court, runs into his own teammate. Ooh, they're going to get a foul. The Newman fans wanted a walk, and I'm not so sure they're not right. He actually ran up the back of his own teammate. And a foul going to be called there on Austin Woida, who was in the general area for Newman. So Wahoo might have caught a break there. They'll throw it in with Langmeier underneath his own hoop. Warriors could use a break or two to get back into this game. Well, they're going to be out of it before we get anything really going here in Lincoln. Inbounds pass comes to Jake Sheaf. He'll go to the top of the circle to Ruzicka. Ruzicka over on the left wing. Ball deflected away. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Ahrens. And Wahoo goes back to their bench. Re-entering the game will be Gavin Iverson after a short break. Newman, 5 of 9 from the field. Wahoo with only 3 attempts here in the first quarter of play. Wahoo will throw it in. Langmeier gets the top of the court. Goes in, shoots, scores. Josh Langmeier lays it over the front of the rim and in, 17-6 as he attacks it. Then the ball is kicked and it's going to go out of bounds. Yeah, Wahoo called for the kick. I think the lead official right there didn't see it because he was just getting turned running up the floor. But good work there by our team of officials. And Newman will throw it in at midcourt. 17-4 Newman, a red hot here early on. 5 of 9, and they have forced 7 turnovers. And now something's going on. They're checking with the scorers table. And Newman will get the basketball. So whatever the delay was, we're ready to go. And Newman will toss it in. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 17-6, Newman in the C1 state championship game. Working against that extended 1-3-1 zone again. Pull up 3 in the right-hand corner. Doesn't hit anything that time from Jackson Simons, but Zach Ahrens picks it up. Then they force it underneath for a layup, and Medna will put it in. 19-6, another second-chance opportunity for Newman. They're clicking on all cylinders right now, offensively, defensively, hitting the buckets, forcing the turnovers. Here's Sheaf, drives into the double team, kicks it in the corner. 3-pointer off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Woida off the Ruzicka miss. Front court right side with it will be Los. Los skips it back over to Ahrens. Ahrens dumps it into the right-hand corner, but it's tipped and out of bounds off Wahoo. And coming back in now for Newman will be Noah Vedral and Ben Simons. Checking out, they'll take Medna out of the ball game. Also checking out will be Jackson Simons. So to throw it in, Woida. Kicks it all the way out on the right wing, right back to Woida on the right elbow. Skip it over on the left side. Simon starts to drive. He's cut off there by Ruzicka. Into the paint. Nowhere to go for Woida. So they'll kick it out. Ball fake on the 3 for Vedral. Needs some help. He's in a little trouble and throws it away. Thought he had a teammate there, and Iverson stepped right in and said, thank you very much. Into the front court, Sheaf up top. 3-pointer on the way by Langmeier. No good. Too strong. Fight for the rebound out in the right-hand corner. Grabbed there by Ben Simon, or by a Vedral, excuse me, into the front court to Los. Los takes it in, leaves it off Woida. Contact, shot no good. Newman thought there was a foul. Rebound brought down by Ruzicka. 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 19-6 Newman. So Newman has slowed down a little bit offensively here over the last 2.5 minutes. Sheaf trapped in front of the bench, gets it to Langmeier on the baseline. Skip it back out top to Ben Sheaf. Ben to the right elbow. Kicks it into the corner. Nothing there for Ruzicka. Kicks it back up top for a Wahoo 3. Short that time by Iverson. Rebound brought down by Newman. Ahrens, still 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Ahrens over the left wing. Wide open 3. Ben Simons comes up short. Rebound to Ben Sheaf. Still 11 seconds to go. Sheaf at midcourt with 9. Ben, stutter dribble. Tries the left hand move to Langmeier. Langmeier, a little floater in the lane. Up and in. Big shot there. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here in the C1 State Championship. The Battle of Wahoo. It's Newman 19, Wahoo High 8. And we'll be back with more on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after this. Timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
With our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. At the end of the first quarter in our C1 final, it's Bishop Newman 19 and Wahoo 8. So far, leading the way for Bishop Newman, three players with 5 points, Woyda, Simons, and Lowe's. For Wahoo, Langmeyer has 4 points. They shot it 8 times, Newman shot it 13 times. Rebounds in the first quarter, 8 for Newman, 4 for Wahoo. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 for Wahoo. Newman, 2 of 7. And both of those threes hit by Ben Simons. It'll be Wahoo basketball to start the second quarter. They post up Sheaf. He'll spin and get it to Langmeyer in the right-hand corner, drive the baseline, put it up too strong, but an offensive putback from point-blank range, Ben Sheaf. And the lead now down to 9. It was 14, so Wahoo whittling their way back here, and they force a turnover at the other end. Sheaf picks it up, then it's knocked off his foot and out of bounds. Tough break there for Jacob Sheaf. He was up the floor and just a last-ditch poke there by Newman, able to save that basketball back for them. So 8 turnovers for Wahoo High and 3 for Bishop Newman. 19-10 Newman underway here in quarter number 2. Wahoo has stayed in that 1-3-1 zone, and Newman's done a good job of moving it around, but here's another turnover. Picked off there by Langmeyer. Langmeyer up the floor to Sheaf. Spin moving the lane. Puts it up off the window and in. 19-12. So Newman had 2 turnovers in the first quarter. They got 2 turnovers on their first 2 possessions here in the second quarter. And obviously that changes the momentum of this game, because that's how Newman jumped out to such a big lead, forcing those 7 first-quarter turnovers. Simons over to Ahrens, tries to force it inside, batted away again. Picked up, though, by Newman. Kick it on the right side, no shot there for Lowe's. Lowe's back over the left wing. Here's a pull-up jumper for Ahrens. The 3-pointer's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Sheaf. Jake up the floor, 1-on-2, up, off the heel, no good, draws the foul. And free throws are coming up. In that first quarter, Newman was 5 of 6 from the line. Wahoo was 0 of 1. Even though Wahoo scored only 8 points, they were 50% from the field, 4 of 8. Newman was 46%. And the first free throw is no good here. And a second free throw will be coming up for Jake Sheaf. Medna back in for Newman. Second free throw, no good. Could have cut that lead to 5. Instead, it remains 7 in Newman basketball. Ahrens with it. All the way over to the right side of midcourt. They'll get it to Lowe's. Lowe's inside. Woyda dribbles it out of there. Woyda jump pass top of the circle. Ahrens, 1 dribble, free throw line jumper. Zach's a little short. Rebound tipped around. Some contact. Yeah, foul. No doubt about this one. Newman's Nathan Medna just kept pushing and shoving. He got the ball, but he also fouled about 3 of the Warriors that were going for it. And it'll come back over to Wahoo. Newman hasn't scored here in over 3 minutes. Stuck on 19. In fact, they had 17 points at the 2:30 mark. So only 2 points here in the last 4.5 minutes for Newman as Wahoo's trying to work their way back into it. Langmeyer left unguarded. He'll put it up from 10, too strong. Offensive rebound underneath is scored by Ruzicka. 19-14. And things have turned around here for Wahoo, digging themselves out of a 14-point hole. It's now 5. Newman with the lead here. First half, C1, state championship game. Rotated over to Ahrens. A little late to pull the trigger on the 3. Lobs it back up top to Lowe's. Lowe's lobs it inside. Found Woyda. He's got the point blanker, but missed it. Deflected, though. Missed again. Third chance here underneath. The ball is lost by Medna, and then he commits the foul out of frustration. Slaps the floor as the senior upset that he missed the bunny and then dropped it away. That was a sure 2 for Newman, and they missed 2 layups. We'll see if Coach Weiss takes a timeout, just kind of settle his team down after such a great start. They have struggled over the last 5 minutes here with just 2 points, and Wahoo has won on a 12-2 run. And at the line to shoot A 1-1 will be Jake Sheaf. It's no good. He's missed three in a row. Rebound brought down by Wojda. Up ahead in transition to Lowe's. Lowe's pulls it out in the left-hand corner. Takes the three. It is off the heel. No good. Long rebound. Are we going to get a tie-up? Yes, we are. Jackson Simon of Newman and Jake Sheaf of Wahoo tied up on the long rebound. The arrow points the way of Newman. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Consolation games will get underway at 10 o'clock in two classes here, including Donovan Trumbull and Freeman at Lincoln East. And the other 10 o'clock game is York and Elkhorn South and B at Lincoln Southeast. We'll talk more about the bracket at halftime. Right now, Jackson Simons drives left baseline, draws some contact. His shot rattles around, no good. Ball is deflected out of bounds off Wahoo. Good play by Simons as he knocked it off of Colin Nardkle. Nardkle couldn't quite get out of the way in time. The 6'4 junior getting in the game here for Wahoo. So both teams starting to go a little deeper on their bench. Inbounds pass. Newman works it away again, looking for some points. Only 2 points here in this second quarter. Well, correction, no points here in this second quarter. They've went nearly 5 minutes without a bucket, and now a hand check foul going to be called up top. The foul will go on Iverson, and it is only the fourth team foul against Wahoo, so Newman will throw it in. Leading at 19-14, but stagnant on offense. And checking into the ball game is Ruzicka. And coming out will be Gavin Iverson. Just picked up his second foul. Vedral has two. Medna has two on the other end. And the shot up and in on the inbounds. So it's 21-14. Newman finally able to get on the board on the Wojda layup. And then it's tipped out of the hands of Langmeier. And here comes Newman. 5-on-3. Up ahead. The layup no good. Follow shot tipped in. Ben Simons. Vedral was in the middle of running down the floor and came down on the wrong foot. He threw up a layup off the wrong hand, the wrong foot, but Simons was there to put it away. And back-to-back buckets by Newman, and just like that, Wahoo misses three straight free throws. Newman gets back-to-back buckets, and instead of this maybe being a 3 or 4 point game, it's a 9 point game again at 23-14. Another Wahoo turnover into the corner. Simons for three. It's good, and Newman has taken the lead out to 12, and another timeout for Wahoo. That is a gut punch there for head coach Kevin Sheaf, and you can tell on his face. They worked so hard over the last 5 minutes to get back in the game, and then when the offense going again, Newman scores 7 points in 40 seconds, and it's Newman 26, Wahoo 14. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Kearney, you're listening to the State High School Championships on ESPN Radio.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And back to the C1 State Championship game here on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. And out of the timeout, the pressure by Newman in the backcourt forces another Wahoo turnover. That'll be their 11th. And a slap on the butt there for Jacob Sheaf, his dad Kevin, for Jake and Ben, saying, keep your heads up here. We got a lot of basketball to go. We have to quit turning it over, but a lot of basketball to go. Wahoo has shown the ability to claw here with Newman, but Newman with a quick start, and then here 7 points in less than a minute. They lead it 26-14 midway through the second quarter. Wahoo gets a little more aggressive on there, 1-3-1, and forces a deflected pass out of bounds. Warriors will bring in Brandon Zatoka now checks in for the second time, a 5'8 senior. And Zatoka gets in underneath the bucket defensively, and Newman will throw it in. Top of the court, Ben Simons hands it off to Zach Ahrens. Ahrens pushed all the way out to midcourt, rotates it over to the right side to Simons. Jackson gets it to Vedral. Vedral skip pass back up top. Ahrens. Ahrens ball fake, pulls up for the three. Little short off the front of the rim, no good. Jake Sheaf has the rebound. Sheaf down the middle of the floor, weaves his way through defenders, kicks it into the right-hand corner to Zatoka. Nothing there. And back out top, they'll go for a reset. Ruzicka draws the double team. Into the corner, nothing there. Back out, Sheaf. Ben, little contact. Newman trying to make that steal again to Jake Sheaf for three. Got it. 26-17, Newman. And a big three-pointer there for Wahoo. And that'll be their first three of the basketball game. They're one out of five. On the post, they'll get it to Vedral. Simons in the corner. He'll try to answer with a three. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Jake Sheaf. And he's fouled as he turned to get out of there. Ball poked loose. And the foul will be on Jackson Simons. That'll be his first, but we walk to the other end. And shoot a one and one at the line. It will be Jake Sheaf. And Sheaf's got to do a little bit better job at the free throw line. He is 0 of 3. He's made all of his field goals, including the three-pointer last time down. 7 points, 5 rebounds here in the first half, but he needs to make the front end of the 1-1, and he does. Nothing but Twine, 26-18. Back in will be Iverson here for Wahoo. Second free throw coming up. And Sheaf, one dribble, up, and off the front of the iron, won't go. Sat there for a while. Rebound brought down by Wojda. Newman will push the ball up the floor. Lose kicks it into the right-hand corner to Ahrens. Ahrens tries to get it back up top. The ball is deflected by Sheaf and ends up in the hands of Nadurkel. Into the front court, thinking about a three. Ruzicka no, gives it to Jake Sheaf. Rotated to the right side. Now the three on the way. Iverson, no. Fight for the loose ball, and it's out of bounds off of Ruzicka. Ruzicka had a chance, but he just ran out of real estate. And Newman will get the ball back. 26-18, Newman leading Wahoo, 2:37 to go. First half of the C1 state championship game here on ESPN Radio, your home of all six title games. Overton and Randolph next, also on Classic Hits 98.9. Overton going for their first state basketball title, their third trip to the finals. High post, Wojda makes a move down the lane, draws contact, puts it up, no foul. Wojda ran over the top there of Zatoka, but they let that one go, and it's 28-18. Wahoo back in front of the circle here, trying to get some offense going, double teamed. Sheaf, they try to dribble just enough into that double team and then find a little seam to find the open man. Here's a give and go underneath, knocked out of Nardical's hand, still loose, rolling into the corner. Newman dives on it, and they finally get rid of it. Outlet to Simons. On the right side, driving in Ahrens. Ahrens pulls up from eight. It's no good. Offensive putback. Vedral, it's no good. Third chance, Simons out for three. Ahrens, no good. And the rebound finally brought down by the Warriors and Ruzicka. So there's a couple of chances where Newman has had multiple opportunities to score. And up the floor, a reach-in foul going to be called. And it's on Jackson Simons, his second. Back into the ballgame for Wahoo will be Langmeyer and Ben Sheaf. 1:28 remaining here in the first half. 28-18, Newman leads Wahoo. And more free throws coming up. And at the line again is Jake Sheaf. 1-1 situation. It's up. It is no good. 1 of 5 from the line. The rebound brought down by Wojda. Newman up the floor. 9 points in this quarter after getting 19 in the first. Into the hands of Ahrens. Zach lobs it up top to Lose. Lose back over to Ahrens. 1:10 to go here, first half. Newman by 10. Dribble drive, kicking into the right-hand corner, trying to work a little tighter on this 1-3-1. Posting up Wojda, right block, spins back into the paint. Lost the handle, knocked it away. Stolen away, Ruzicka. Up ahead, Sheaf. Sheaf takes it in. He is fouled hard by Justin Bruning, who has checked in. A 6'2 senior commits the foul, and back to the line for Jake Sheaf, but he's 1 of 6 from the free throw line. 8 points, 5 rebounds. Wahoo's still shooting 53% from the field. They just aren't getting a lot of shots. Free throw good. Newman shooting 34%, and they're up by 9. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Jake Schieff hits them both, 28-20. Newman by 8. They were up by as many as 14 in the first quarter. High post to Bruning. Kick it out of the wing. Boyd has got it against the double team. Back out to Ahrens. Get it to Bruning. Bruning into the corner now. Boyd outside the arc. Newman now has whittled it down to 35 seconds. They weren't trying to play for the last shot, but they may do that now. Coach Weiss hasn't signaled anything from the bench. But Newman being very patient, and now it's apparent that they will hold the ball. 20 seconds. Ahrens with it. Coming up the Misco or the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 28-20 Newman. Can they go in by double digits? 9 seconds. Center court Ahrens gets the high pick. Draws the double team. Knocked away. Woyda picks it up. Still loose. Stolen away. Wahoo. They will not get a shot away before the buzzer. The layup is no good. As Iverson, I thought, looked up at the clock, must have thought he could get there. That would have been a big bucket to cut it to 6 because Wahoo hasn't been that close early on. But a great defensive play there. And Wahoo, actually with a little bit of fire as they head to the locker room. Good job there by the senior, Brandon Zatoka. He has given 5s to everybody on the floor saying, we're in this. After being down 14 out of the gate, they could have folded their tents and been blown out in the first half. But they fought back, cut it to 5. Newman went on a 7-0 run, got it back out to 12. But now at the half, it's Newman 28, Wahoo 20 in the 2014 C1 State Basketball Championship. The State High School Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, and at the same time provides you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. Newman 28, Wahoo 20, we're at the half, and we'll be back with more from the state tournament in a moment.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Nebraska Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At halftime of the C1 State Championship game, it's Wahoo Newman 28 and Wahoo High 20. Taking a look at the first half stats here in a little bit, but first, let's get you up to date on what's to go on this championship Saturday and anything that you may have missed last night. In Class A, you have the number 5 seed Omaha Westside and the number 6 seed Bellevue West advancing to the championship tonight at 6:30. Westside defeated Omaha Benson, the number 1 team, in overtime, 67-63. And Bellevue West beat Norfolk 60-49 a night after Norfolk had knocked out Omaha South in triple overtime. Benson and Norfolk will play in the consolation game at Lincoln East at 12 noon. Westside and Bellevue West in the final at 6:30. In Class B, it was Beatrice defeating York in double overtime, 50-41. Beatrice hit a three-pointer at the buzzer in the first overtime and then pulled away in overtime number two. And Omaha Scutt, who had given Elkhorn South their best game in the regular season, gave them their first loss of the year last night, 66-59. So Scutt and Beatrice will play in the B final at 1 o'clock, and York and Elkhorn South getting ready to tip it off at Lincoln Southeast in the B consolation. The C1 consolation, Columbus Scotus and Wayne, that's at noon at Lincoln Southeast. In C2, it was Ainsworth going 16 of 34 from three-point land yesterday and only 6 of 10 from two-point land. They broke the single-season state record for most threes in a season and have all kinds of three-point records. And they beat Freeman 69-56. They'll face Archbishop Bergen, who took a 58-55 overtime win from Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull will play Freeman, and that's just about ready to tip off 10 a.m. at Lincoln East. The Ainsworth-Bergen game will be our 4:30 contest, the first game in the second session. In D1, Randolph defeated Clearwater Orchard 49-39, and Hayden Cahoy's shot at the buzzer gave Overton a 41-39 win over Howells Dodge, and that game is coming up next here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9, as well as the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com, where you can hear all our games and podcasts. Clearwater Orchard and Howells Dodge will play in the consolation game at 2 at Lincoln East, and Overton Randolph will tip at 11 or shortly after here on our network of stations. And then to wrap things up tonight, the D2 final at 8:30, Bancroft Rosalie beat Fall City Sacred Heart 54-44, and High Plains 81-54 over Spalding Academy. So High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie, Fall City Sacred Heart and Spalding Academy will play at 2 at Lincoln Southeast in the D2 consolation game. Here we are at halftime of the C1 championship. It's Wahoo Newman 28 and Wahoo High 20. We'll be back and take a look at the first half stats right after this on ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at some of the first half stats, starting with the Wahoo Warriors. Ben Sheaf has 4 points, 2 rebounds. Josh Langmeyer, 4 points in this basketball game. The leading scorer is Jake Sheaf. He has 10 points, but he's just 3 of 8 from the free throw line. He does have 5 rebounds. Jacob Ruzicka, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Gavin Iverson hasn't scored, has a couple of fouls, though, in this game, and that is the summary for Wahoo. They were able to put up 8 points in the first quarter, 12 points in the second quarter, rebounds in the ball game with their 20 points. Wahoo now has a total of 11 rebounds. At the free throw line, they are 3 of 9, 1 of 6 from three-point land. They have no block shots and 12 turnovers for Wahoo. Foul situation, 2 on Gavin Iverson. For Wahoo, they shot 53% in the first half. That's kind of the amazing number because Newman has shot just about 2 times as many attempts. 15 for Wahoo, 29 for Newman. Newman shooting just 34.5%, but they still lead it by 8. Wahoo with those 12 turnovers, 8. For Newman in the ball game. For Bishop Newman, Zach Ahrens has had a tough morning. He's 0 of 7 from the field and has not scored but does have 2 rebounds. Ben Simons is the leading scorer. He's got 10 points. He's hit a couple of threes in the ball game, and he has picked up two rebounds. Connor Lowe's 5 points, one rebound. Nate Medna, 2 points, two rebounds. Austin Woyda, very solid first half, 9 points, seven rebounds. Jackson Simons has a couple of rebounds. Noah Vedral, 2 points and two rebounds. Bishop Newman had 19 points in the first quarter, nine in the second, so they have a total of 28 points, 20 rebounds, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land. They have no block shots, 8 turnovers so far in the game. As we said, shooting 34% from the field, 23% from three-point land. Foul situation for Bishop Newman. They're in pretty good shape so far in a basketball game, but do have some fouls with Nate Medna, Jackson Simons, and Noah Vedral, each committing 2 personal fouls. Only 4 total fouls were called on Wahoo High in the first half of play. So at the half, it is Bishop Newman 28 and Wahoo 20. And we'll be back with more here of high school basketball and the C1 Championship momentarily as we get ready for second half action. So stay with us on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. It's game 1 of 6 on this championship Saturday from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll be back with second half action between Newman and Wahoo right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse. Or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Only great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. The second half is ready to get underway with Newman leading it 28-20 over Wahoo. Wahoo will get the basketball to start the second half of play. The Warriors will move from right to left. The Cavaliers will move from left to right in this second half. And it looks like man-to-man to start by Newman. They started the 1-3-1. When Wahoo took their first time out, they switched to man for a while, then went back to zone for most of the second quarter. They'll start the second half in man. Langmeier kicks it over to Schieff. Schieff, Ben back up top. Same starting five. Ruzicka hands it off to Jacob Schieff. Ben and Jacob Schieff, Langmeier, Ruzicka, and Iverson on the floor. Patience again here on the opening possession for Wahoo. Langmeier, open three, and he'll nail it. And Wahoo is within 5, 28-23. Newman's biggest lead of the first half of play was 14 points. And right now it is down to 5. Ball into the hands of Zach Ahrens. Ahrens kicks it over on the left wing to Ben Simons. Simons kicks it right side. Ahrens drives, a little double clutch, kicks it back out. Bounce pass to Wood on a baseline. Driving in, dumping it back out. Everything's packed in. All 5 defenders are in the paint, so the three-pointer is up and in by Zach Ahrens. Ahrens, who was 0 of 7 in the first half, gets his first bucket of the ball game and answers Langmeier's 3 with 1 of his own. 31-23 as Langmeier has it in the front court. Left-hand dribble, pass tipped away. Steal is made by Lose. Lose taking it in on Ben Sheaf, and Ben with the personal foul will send Lose to the line to shoot two. And for Ben Sheaf, that'll be his first foul of the game. At the line will be Lose. He's got 5 points in the game. First free throw is good. First free throw attempt of the morning for Ben Lose, as Wahoo shooting the free throws. A little bit better for Newman than Wahoo High. They're 6 of 7. And the second free throw is on the way, and they're 7 of 8 at the line. 33-23, Newman leading Wahoo. They've led the whole way. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter of play in the state championship game on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ben Sheaf playing catch again here. He's trying to stay patient against this 1-3-1 that Newman went right back into after the first possession was man-to-man. Here's Langmeyer, three. It's too strong. Backside rebound. Out of bounds off Newman. And running into the table right at the very end there is Lose, but it looks like he's okay. So Lose will get back onto the floor here, and Wahoo will throw it in from the deep left-hand corner. Langmeyer dumps it in short to Sheaf. Jake back out top to Ben. Ben Sheaf dribbles to the top of the circle. Again, that ball just about knocked away, and then there it is, knocked away. Up the floor, Lose again. He'll drive in, layup too strong, follow attempt. Couldn't grab it, and Wahoo has it, and then they throw it away. And nearly an over and back, and yeah, they got it. That's just a bad break there. Good hustle for Ben Simons. He knew it, too. He grabbed the basketball and looked down and went, uh-oh, all his momentum was going the wrong way. And so the ball comes back over to Wahoo after a little whirlwind of activity there. Both teams going to go to the bench here. Vedral's back in. Jackson Simons is back in for Newman. But Wahoo will have the basketball, trailing by 10, 33-23. Ben Sheaf, dribble drive, left hand, leaner, might not take an extra step, shot no good anyway, and Woyda gets the rebound. Hands it off to Zach Ahrens. Ahrens behind the back dribble, leaves it off for Jackson Simons, and he decides not to attack. Simons has the ball knocked away. Steal made by Sheaf. Jake with the left hand takes it in. He'll draw the foul on Jackson Simons, and back to the line here for Jake Sheaf, but he has got to hit those free throws. He is only 3 of 8 so far here in the game. And that's the third foul on Jackson Simons. Free throw up, and it is no good. Usually don't see that from the coach's son. They step right up there and stroke him in, but not that time. And the second free throw on the way, and it is short. Missed them both, and turns around and yells. Can't believe it. Newman with the basketball. 3 of 10 for the line for Jake Sheaf. Newman basketball leading it. 33-23, trying to lob it into Woyda. Langmeyer knocked it away, picked up by Vedral. Kicks it out to Jackson Simons. 10-footer no good. Crashing in there is Zach Ahrens, flying through the air to get the ball, and then dribbles out of traffic, and they'll reset it. Pass tipped. Vedral's there for it. Back over to Simons. Jackson, a 15-footer, won't go. Tipped in again. Ben Simons came flying through there. He got some good ups on Newman. The shorter kids come flying through there and avoid the contact. Keep that ball alive. Ben Sheaf across the timeline. Little bump. Has to throw it over to Iverson. Back to Langmeyer. And once again, Wahoo finds themselves down 12. They'll try a three. It barely got there from the right-hand corner. Ball loose, out of bounds to Newman. So Wahoo cut it to 5, and another 7-0 run by Newman. And they are up 35-23. So anytime that Wahoo tries to do anything, Newman gets right back in it. And Wahoo with just one bucket here in the first 3.5 minutes. They went 3 minutes without scoring. The long droughts and the turnovers have been the demise of Wahoo so far. Newman's skip pass into the corner to Ben Simons. Quickly get it back up top. Bounce pass right side. Vedral for three. It's good. And Newman's hitting their shots. Noah Vedral. And it's a 15-point lead. That's the largest lead of the basketball game. A 10-0 run at 38-23. Ben Sheaf over to Langmeier. Wahoo's already used two of their timeouts in the first half. They'd like to be able to get something going here, but Coach Kevin Chief might not be able to wait again. Into the corner, Iverson for three. It's short. Offensive rebound, though, Ben Chief. It looked like he could put it right back up. Instead, he's going to dribble into the paint, lean, and score. So Ben Chief really worked the post, able to get the bucket, and it's 38-25, snapping the 10-0 run there, and the ball turned over by Newman in transition, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 3:32 to go in the third quarter of your C1 State Championship game. Wahoo Newman 38, Wahoo High 25 on ESPN Radio.
When joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
State Tournament Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Wahoo basketball, but they are down by 13, and they turn it over. Newman with the steal. Outlet pass, Lose takes it in, and uh-oh, they're going to wave it off because Newman is called for offensive goaltending. Medina was expecting it to spin off the rim and tapped it, and he didn't need to because it was going in. So 2 points that Newman should have are taken off the board, and Wahoo will bring the ball up. Newman extends that zone trap, going for the steal. Medina just missed, and back to Ruzicka. Over to Schief. Wahoo has brought Zatoka back in. Here is Schief. Jake into the paint. Left-hand runner. It's up, and it is in. A dozen points now for Jake Schief to lead the Warriors 38-27. Another steal. Ball bounced off of Zach Aarons. Up ahead, Jake Schief. Draws the contact, blocking foul. Shot won't go, though. And Jake Schief is back to the free throw line again. Connor Lose will pick up the foul. That'll be his second personal foul of the game. But Jake Schief got to put a little more oomph on his free throws. It's up. It's good. He was 3 of 10, and we've been making some noise about that because he's been to the line so many times. But he makes that. He's 4 of 11 at the line. The rest of the team has combined one free throw attempt. Second one good. So there he settles down, nails them both. Four quick ones for Wahoo off back-to-back Newman turnovers, 38-29. On the floor right now for Wahoo, they're going to go get Colin Nadurkel. Nadurkel is back in there along with Ben Schief, Ruzicka, Zetica, and Langmeier. Newman with a basketball. It's Zach Aarons. Aarons from the free throw line dumps underneath to Wojda. Wojda puts the jumper up. No good. Vedral tips the rebound to himself. Hands it off to Lose. Lose pulls up from 13. Right baseline. No good. Ball grabbed by Wojda. Wojda on the way up. Fouled. Two free throws for Austin Wojda. Wojda so far in the game, 3 of 4 at the line, has 9 points, 10 rebounds. And the foul's on Brandon Zatecha, his first. First free throw, Wojda, up and good. 39-29, Newman, 2:17 to go here. Newman scored 19 points in the first quarter, 20 total since then. Second free throw now for Wojda. On the way, and it spins out, no good. Ball hits the floor, grabbed there by Ruzicka. And Ruzicka will give it off to Ben Schief. Schief into the front court. Trying to keep that floor spread. Double team gives over to Langmeier. Langmeier into the corner. Ruzicka on the post. They get it to the big fella. And Nottergall down low. Missed. Got it back. Scored and a foul on a chance for a three-point play. Tell you what, you can tell who has the most emotion out here for Wahoo. And that's the senior Brandon Zetica. Zetica will check out here. But, man, he is just trying to keep everybody pumped up, fired up. And in this game, they've been down all game long, and they just keep battling and battling and battling. Newman hasn't been able to put them away. Up by as many as 15. It's down to 8 and a chance to make it 7 here. And Nedurkel at the line. Nottergall puts it up short. Ball comes lazing right back out. Zach Aarons has it, and then Wahoo trying to tip it away from behind. Call for the foul, Jake Sheath. And for Sheath, that'll be his first personal foul. And it is the third foul of the half. Each team with 3 this half. Down to 1:57 to go in quarter number 3. 39-31 Newman. But again, we're in the middle of a Wahoo run. It's been a game of runs. Newman up 13, cut to 5. Up 14, cut to 6. Up 15, cut to 7. But with each run, Newman does get a little farther away. Newman basketball, bounce pass over here to Aarons. Looks at the 3-1 dribble to the right. Gets it down on the block. Right side, Wojda. Back out, Aarons. Reset it up top for Los. Right elbow, Vedrol. Pass knocked away by Jake Sheath. Steal made. Up ahead, a one-on-one. Sheath takes it in. Tries to avoid contact. Throws it up with a tough left hand and scores. Jake Sheath with 16. It's a six-point game. Newman quickly up the floor. Aarons doesn't take the shot. And with 1:10 to go, they'll rotate it around to Ben Simons, who's been very quiet. Ben had a good first half, 12 points in the game, 10 of those in the first half. Vedrol over to Aarons. Under a minute to go now in quarter number 3, 39-33 Newman. Wahoo back in the game. Simons left-hand corner, didn't even look at the shot. Now they try to lob it down to Wojda, got by his defender, comes to the baseline, got fouled. That's a tough one, too, because Wojda had no shot. He had dribbled himself behind the backboard and had to lean back into the court of play. And they call a foul on Ben Sheath, his second, and 2 free throws here for Austin Wojda. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. First one for Wojda is good. And Wojda continues to stroke him home. 11 points, 5 of 7 at the line, 10 rebounds, the double-double already for Wojda. And the 6'3 senior up and in. Averages 12 points a game, and he's got it right now. 41-33, Newman with the lead. Wahoo with the basketball, dribbled off the leg of Newman and out of bounds at midcourt. Quite the battle between Aarons and Sheath. And you know, when you grow up in the same town that these teams do, you're going to have some friends on the other team, and you're going to have some guys that you consider your rival. A little more competitive, maybe not your buddy that you want to beat. Oh, hand check foul out there on Simons, but they didn't call it. Ben just grabbed the jersey of Ben Sheath. And now Sheath called for an offensive foul, dribbling into the pressure, and we'll go the other way. That's the third foul on Ben Sheath. Tough call there. And Coach Kevin Sheath not happy with the call and letting the official that didn't make the call know about it. Isn't that the way it always goes? And now back into the ball game, Colin Nottergall for Wahoo. And Newman to throw it in, 41-33. So again, Wahoo cut it to 6. But then that's where they stopped. A couple of empty possessions, and Newman will get presumably the last shot here up to Simons. They've got numbers, though. He'll take it in. Spin move, rattled off the rim. Block shot in there by Ruzicka. And Wahoo's got a chance here, midcourt with 8. Jake Sheath, double-teamed to Ruzicka. Ruzicka, left baseline, fadeaway, 18-footer, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play in the C1 Boys State Championship game. It's Newman, 41, Wahoo High, 33. State tournament action brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with the Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing four levels of accuracy down to 1 inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery. They are your precision farming better solutions dealer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. First of six championship games, and we go to the fourth quarter. The Battle of Wahoo. Newman leading Wahoo High 41-33, and it'll be Newman ball to start the fourth quarter. They've led the entire way. They've been up by as many as 15. They started the game on a 17-4 run, and Wahoo's been trying to play catch-up the whole game. Newman passing to the right-hand corner. Vedral, good attack to the hoop. Then he lost the handle, and as he goes up, a foul called. And it could come down to some free throw shooting for Wahoo. They're 5 of 14, but Sheaf is 5 of 12, Jake Sheaf. For Bishop Newman, they are 10 of 12. At the free throw line, Woyda, 6 of 8. And at the line, Vedral, his first free throw attempt. He's got 5 points. It's up, and it is good. So Newman has a 7-point advantage at the free throw line in a 9-point game. Rebound 17 for Wahoo, 29 for Bishop Newman. And the second free throw, Vedral is up, and it is in. Right now, Bishop Newman is still shooting 34%, and Wahoo 50% from the field, but they've only taken 26 shots compared to 38 for Wahoo Newman. Warrior basketball. Been in the final now 3 straight years. They're 1-1 and down by 10 with 7.5 to go. Langmeier dribbles into the paint, takes it all the way in. Tough shot, scores. Nice drive. Josh Langmeier gets the bucket, fast break the other end. Vedral can't get it to go. Ruzicka's right there. Nice play, outlet pass to Langmeier. He's got 9 points in the game after that last bucket. Ruzicka, boy, he was so wide open, he about pulled the trigger on a three. Now a three-pointer will be taken, and it is no good out there by Iverson. Rebound brought down by Newman. Out ahead, all alone, and the layup is good for Ben Simons. And instead of making the bucket at one end, Wahoo sees Newman score right back, and it's 45-35. Wahoo has had so many opportunities to just cut into the lead. Ruzicka over to Iverson, throws it up top. Langmeier looks at the three, bounce pass, again, going to be deflected away. These teams know each other just a little too good, and Newman has been very good with their 1-3-1 at defending those passes, knowing when Wahoo's going to wrap it around, knowing when they're going to lob it. And back into the ball game, Woyda. He's in there with Medina, the 6'6", 6'3", combination. Sheaf drives, and he's grabbed. And if that's on Jackson Simons, it would be his fourth after just getting into the ball game. That'll be his fourth. Medina has three. And Ben Sheaf has four for Wahoo. Nobody else with more than two. So Vedral comes right back into the ball game. Medina will check out. And it will be Wahoo ball underneath their own hoop. Newman going for the fourth state title in school history, the last in 2003. The jumper by Iverson, no good. Rebound put back up and a foul to go along with it. Colin Nedurkel scores. Big play off the bench there for the junior. He scores only 4 points a game. He's got four now. And at the free throw line, and Nedurkel to try and cut the lead to 7, but it's short, no good. Rebound, tipped down, Sheaf scores. And the Wahoo fans are really into it now. Jacob Sheaf, that's a 4-point turnaround, a 4-point trip for Wahoo. 45-39, Newman into the corner. Simons for a three. And the Newman fans get some noise going. That's a big three. Ben Simons takes it to nine. 6 minutes to go. The D1 final next. Randolph and Overton. Down to Nattercole. Takes it up. Blocked by Woda. Can't find the ball. It's bouncing around. Zach Aarons picks it up for Newman. Pulls up. Free throw line jumper. Good. How about that? The four-point possession by Wahoo. And then Newman just drops five on him in the next two. So it's 50-39. Sheaf with it in the left-hand corner. Jake decides to take the three. It's way off the mark. And it's going to be brought down by Jackson Simons. Jackson brings it up the floor, then kicks it out and throws it behind Aarons, and it's going to be out of bounds or over and back. Can they get to it? Out of bounds. It's going to belong to Wahoo. And I'm not sure what one of the officials ran to the back corner. I thought he was going to make some kind of a call, but says no. It's going to be Wahoo basketball. So the Warriors will take it out on their baseline. 5:22 to go, 50-39. Newman, C1 final. Lobbed in. It's tipped away. Steal made. Connor Luce does it again, and he's fouled going to the hoop. Two shots. Jacob Sheaf will get his second foul. But, man, Newman has been so good at if they don't just steal it, they will deflect the basketball away. After one quarter in the C2 consolation, Donovan Trumbull 13, Freeman 3. That's in the C2 consolation after one. Free throw is good by Connor Lose. The other consolation game that is going on at this time is in Class B, York and Elkhorn South. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Lose knocks them both down, 52-39, and a timeout by Wahoo. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. 5:12 to go in the game. Newman 52, Wahoo 39.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
And the Class B consolation game has also wrapped up the first quarter. It's Elkhorn South 21, York 14. Donovan Trumbull leading, 13-3 consolation game after one quarter in C2. Here it's Newman 52, Wahoo 39 with 5 minutes to go in the C1 championship. Wahoo ball, lob it into Sheaf. Jake catches and scores right over the front of the rim. Jake Sheaf now with 20 of his team's 41 points. Newman quickly into the front court. They waste no time. Lob it down to the baseline. Woida kicks it back out top. Open three. Lowe's fires. It's going to be a little short. Offensive rebound. Ben Simons back up and in. This kid's just a sophomore. Watch out for Ben Simons. He's going to be something special. He just plays the game. He knows how to play the game. He's everywhere. Ben Sheaf tries to spin in. Lost the handle. Another Wahoo turnover. Then Langmeier gets it back and a foul called. And obviously the Wahoo faithful not going to be happy. They got the wrong end of both of those. First they lose it, then they get the foul called, and we are in a one-and-one situation. Eight fouls on Wahoo, five on Newman, four and a half to go, and Wahoo is just about out of time. Front end of the one-and-one is good by Zach Aarons. Aarons with his first free throw of the game. He's got 6 points, five rebounds. Second free throw, also good. And just about every statistical category pans out here for Newman. The only one that doesn't is the field goal percentage, because Wahoo is shooting 50% and they're down 15 again. And Newman nearly steals it away with Vedral. They do. Underneath the Vedral. He'll take it in and miss the shot. Rebound brought down by Ben Sheaf. Sheaf up the floor, three on two. And then Ben will be fouled. That'll be the sixth foul on Newman. No free throws. But again, Newman saw the lead cut to six. Now they're up by 15. Every time Wahoo gets a little closer, Newman goes on a long run. And they are down to 4:10 remaining. Wahoo will get the ball underneath. It's time to start looking at their three-point shooting. It's not been very good. 2 of 12. So they're 15 out of 22 from two-point land. But they're 2 of 12 from three-point land. And it's hard to get inside on that 1-3-1 of Newman. 6-3, 6-6. Bring a 6-2 off the bench. Wahoo ball out of some substitutions. They'll lob it out to Gavin Iverson. Iverson back into the high post. They'll go to Rozitska. He'll turn and give it to Ben Sheaf. Wahoo's got to get things moving a little bit quicker here, and it's stolen away again. Ben Simons, layup good. And Newman has 21 from the sophomore Ben Simons, and that should just about do it. 58-41, the largest lead of the game, and a travel called on Wahoo. My, oh, my. That is the 22nd turnover of the game for Wahoo. Newman was a lot more careless with the ball here in the second half. They do have 15 turnovers, 7 of them already in this half. But they can start shining up the trophy. Newman, 21-6. Looks like they're going to go 22-6 and beat Wahoo here, end the year on a 9-game winning streak. Newman basketball, Aarons to Woyda at midcourt. Gives it off to Jackson Simons. They just keep attacking it up and under. It's beautifully scored. It's 60-41. 3.5 to go into the front court. Jake Sheaf out to Iverson. Back to Sheaf to Iverson. He'll pull the trigger on a three. It's short. Ball comes out long. Rebound grabbed by Newman. Jackson Simon will shuffle it up ahead. He'll pull up jumper. Good. My, oh, my, oh, my. Newman's helping their efficiency right here. And Wahoo will call a timeout. They'll have one remaining, but there's nothing in the bag of tricks that Wahoo can find now. It's Newman 62, Wahoo 41. 3:06 remains in this coronation for the Newman C1 Championship State Tournament action. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships.
It's been another 10-0 run by Newman, and they're up 21, 62-41. Wahoo has not scored here in the last couple minutes and change. Last jumper, Sheaf hit at the 5:03 mark to cut it to 11. And now we're down to 2:49 to go, and a foul will be called here on Austin Woyda. That'll be his third. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Josh Langmire. And the free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Ben Simons. Ben pushes it up the floor. Stops the top of the key. Hands it off to Aarons. And they'll give it to Jackson Simon. Newman can run clock, but they keep running their offense. They've got a safe enough lead. They don't need to hold the ball. Top of the key, Ben Simons gives it over to Medina. Just rotate the ball around the perimeter here. Good movement. Good movement by Newman. 2:20 to go in the game. Wahoo trying to poke at the basketball, and finally a foul will be called on Jake Sheaf. That'll be his third. Jake, 20 points today. He's 7 of 8 from the field, but 5 of 12 from the line. Wahoo is 5 of 16 as a team. Bishop Newman is 89% from the line, 16 out of 18 in the game. And they are shooting 42% now from the field. They've bumped their field goal percentage 8 percentage points here in this fourth quarter. Woyda is at the line, 6 of 8 at the line, 12 points. And coming in for Newman, Connor Lose. 2:19 remaining, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We always break down the scores and give you the very latest. And then in the post game, we also give you the final stats every time throughout the season. Hard to believe that this is the final day of the season, but it is here. And the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Woyda makes the first one. Second one is short. Only the third miss of the day. All have come from Woyda. Rebound brought down by Ben Sheaf. Wahoo playing catch around the perimeter here. Get it to Jake Sheaf. He'll drive the baseline. 360 move. Left-handed run up. It's good. Man, tough shot, but he made it. 22 for Sheaf. 2 minutes to go. And Wahoo's going to clear their bench. A foul has been made, and that's going to be it. 2 minutes remaining in the state title game, and the bench going to be cleared. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget Overton and Randolph. The D1 final is next. Two free throws coming up. Zach Ahrens hits the first one. Wahoo will bring in Cole Peterson, Lincoln Bellitz, Mitch McGill, Brandon Zatoka is back in. And also, let's see who the fifth man was that came in there for Wahoo. As Newman is also going to clear the bench. Wahoo brings Justin Jarman in. In for Newman, Colin Sabatka, John Kenny, Vincent Konetsky, and Justin Bruning. Free throw, Zach Ahrens, good. And now he'll check out of the basketball game. And in for Newman, Seth Johnson. So the second teamers get to play the rest of the basketball game. 2 minutes to go. Newman 65, Wahoo 43. And Wahoo with the basketball, Cole Peterson. Swings it over to Jarman. Back up top, Peterson. Trying to play catch against still the 1-3-1 for Newman. Ball fake, got him in the air, into the corner to McGill, and the ball is going to be stolen away. Bruning comes out of there for Newman. Baseball pass to the other end, but they overshoot Konetsky, and out of bounds it goes. This is where everybody has a chance to get their name in the state championship scorebook, even if it's just a couple of points. And the Newman fans cheering the coach. Coach gives them a smile. The student body is going nuts over here for Newman. Wahoo basketball, Cole Peterson. Peterson tries to step through the double team. Gives it to Jarman. Jarman on the right side. Gets it inside. There's Johnson. Takes a short jumper. It's up and in. Cole Peterson for Wahoo. And the junior gets a bucket here in the state final. 65-45. Wahoo Newman. 1 minute to go in this C1 state championship. Posting up there, Bruning. Bruning gets it inside. Pass underneath to Konetsky. Konetsky goes up, has it blocked out of bounds. And it'll belong to Wahoo. And now in for the Warriors will be Josh Abbott, a freshman. Also another freshman, Corby Brigham. So Wahoo, their final two losses of the year, both come at the hands of Newman. They'll end the year at 22-6. Newman 22-6 as well, as the ball is knocked out of bounds. The Misco Sports postgame show on the way here. Newman gets John Kenny back into the ball game. 46 seconds, Wahoo basketball. Trying to get another shot or two underway here before the end of the game. On the right side, Abbott. Abbott to the baseline. He'll take the shot up and in. So the freshman gets the bucket. He only had 6 points coming into the state tournament and gets a bucket there. 30 seconds to go for Newman. Newman will get it over to Sabatka. Sabatka skips it in front of us here to Seth Johnson. Just playing catch. Sabatka now swings it over in the corner. Three-pointer on the way and good. John Kenny hits the three-pointer for Newman. 10 seconds to go. Wahoo into the front court. Chance to maybe get one more shot. Abbott gives it to Brigham. His three off the front of the iron, no good. And that is it. Wahoo Newman, 68. Wahoo High, 47. And the Cavaliers are your 2014 C1 Boys State Basketball Champions. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats and score updates right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The first ever boys state champion at Pinnacle is Bishop Newman out of Wahoo with a 68-47 win over their in-city rivals, the Wahoo Warriors. And you can't overlook what Wahoo has done. They have been to the final three straight years, going 1-2 in that time. And they get the basketball championship here. 68-47. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's keeping you geared up for the games for years and continue to do so as we head into the spring sports season. Track, soccer, whatever the sport is you play, and we're into baseball and softball for the summer leagues. Don't forget to get your uniforms and more ordered from Misco Sports Incorporated. For the Wahoo Warriors, we'll run down their stats for you. It was Ben Schieff, 6 points, five rebounds. Josh Langmeyer, 9 points. Jake Schieff led the way with 22 points, six rebounds. Jacob Ruzicka, 2 points, six rebounds. Gavin Iverson, one rebound in the basketball game. Cole Peterson picked up 2 points. Also, Josh Abbott had 2 points. And Colin Nardical had 4 points and three rebounds. 47 points, 23 rebounds, 5 out of 16 from the free throw line, 2 of 14 from three-point land, and they still shot 51% in the game, shooting 2 of 14 from three-point land. They were 18 of 25 from two-point land, but they just couldn't get enough to work in their favors. Big stat, the 23 turnovers that the Warriors had in the basketball game here today as well. And Wahoo will finish with a record of 22-6. As at halftime, they had 20 points, put up another 27 here in the second half of play. Now for Wahoo Newman, Zach Ahrens picked up 9 points, five rebounds. Ben Simons led the way with 21 points and five rebounds. Connor Loesch, 9 points, two rebounds. Nate Medna, 2 points, two rebounds. Austin Wood of the double-double, 13 points, 11 rebounds. He and Medna each had a block shot. Then we will tell you that Jackson Simons, 4 points, three rebounds. Noah Vedral, 7 points, three rebounds. Colin Sabatka had a rebound, and John Kenny hit a three-pointer there late for Bishop Newman's total. Bishop Newman had 28 points in the first half and scored 40. In the second half, to finish with 68 points, 36 rebounds, 19 out of 22 from the free throw line. That's 86%. They were 7 of 18 from three-point land, two block shots, 16 turnovers. And Bishop Newman, 23-6, state champion, 68-47 over Wahoo. For Bishop Newman, they did end up shooting 52.5% of the second half, 42% for the game. 51% in the game for Wahoo. And we'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Go
Trillion Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Couple of consolation games are also going on. Again, let's run down what's going on at the state basketball tournament. Up next, here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9, the D1 final between Overton and Randolph. That'll tip off at about 11:10 this morning. So stay with us for that. And then the Class B final at 1. Beatrice will take on Scutt at 4:30. Ainsworth and Bergen in the C2 final. Omaha Westside and Bellevue West in the A final at 6:30. High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie in the D2 final at 8:30. Consolation games at the half in C2. It's Donovan Trumbull 31 and Freeman 16. And they're not quite to half in Class B, but Elkhorn South has the lead over York. Again, the final here, Bishop Newman 68, Wahoo High 47. We'll take a break. Be back in about 20 minutes with Overton and Randolph in the D1 state championship game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. For our producer, engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, saying the first champ today, Wahoo Newman over Wahoo 68-47. State basketball brought to you by Misco Sports. Our postgame show always brought to you by Misco Sports, taking care of our area athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. State tournament action brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stelly Park Road and South Webb Road, Grand Island, Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, and Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Feel like yourself again. Stay with us. More state basketball coming up shortly on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.